right. Now let's begin in 2 Corinthians chapter 13.
我们看看格林多后书第十三章。
Now we know that in the church of Corinth there were problems.
我们知道在哥林多教会有很多问题。
It was obvious that some were not believers.
很明显有一些不是信徒啊。
But even many who were believers were struggling with sin.
但是甚至是信徒也在跟罪恶挣扎。
These are primarily pagan Gentiles.
这些人大多数都是外邦人信主的。
Who have come to know Christ.
他们本来是完全不信的，现在归信了基督。
But in the midst of their struggles,
在他们的挣扎当中
Paul not only encourages them,
保罗不仅仅鼓励他们
but he also warns them,
他也警戒他们
again, that the evidence of conversion is the way that we live.
我们应当活出改变的生活来。
Now, I want you to look at 2 Corinthians 13.
我们看看哥林多前书十三章啊。
Verse 5.
第五节。
And just look at what he's saying in light of what we've already said.
根据我们从刚刚讨论过的，我们来看一看他说什么。
He says, test yourselves to see if you are in the faith. Examine yourselves. Or do you not recognize this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you fail the test?
你们总要自己省察，有信心没有，也要自己试验。岂不知，你们若不是可弃绝的，就有基督耶稣在你们心里吗？
So, to have a biblical assurance of salvation,
所以要有合乎圣经的得救的确据。
We should examine ourselves in light of the scriptures.
我们要在圣经的话语的光中来省察自己。
We should look at what the scriptures say a Christian is.
我们要看看圣经说基督徒到底是什么样的。
We should look and see the characteristics or evidences of Christianity.
我们要看到基督教的本质和特性。
We should examine ourselves in light of that.
然后用我们的生命对照着来比较一下。
And ask ourselves,
让我们问我们自己，
Is there any evidence that we're Christian?
在我的生命中有没有基督徒的特性和本质？
Other than our confession?
除了我们嘴巴说我们信之外。
So, when someone is doubting their salvation,
当有人怀疑自己的救恩的时候，
We should not seek to heal this superficially.
我们不应该很肤浅地医治他的怀疑。
But we should take them to the scriptures.
我们应当把他带到圣经里。
And help them examine themselves.
帮助他们来自我省察。
To see if they are in the faith.
来看看到底他们是否有信心没有。
Here's the way it's usually done.
通常人们这么做啊。
And done wrongly.
而且是错误的。
Someone comes to their pastor and says, I'm doubting my salvation.
有人来到牧师面前说，我怀疑我得救没有啊。
And the pastor says,
牧师说，
Was there ever a time in your life where you prayed and asked Jesus to come into your heart?
你有没有曾经祷告请耶稣进到你心里来呢？
And the person says, yes.
那个说，有啊，我请他做我救主啊。
And the preacher says, were you sincere?
牧师就问他，你是不是很真诚啊？
And the person says, well, I think so.
我想我是真诚的。
Then the preacher says, you need to stop worrying about this.
传道人说，你不用担心了。
This is just the devil bothering you.
这是撒旦在诱惑你。
You're a Christian.
你是基督徒了。
You asked Jesus to come into
your heart. 你请耶稣进到你心里啊。
You were sincere.
你是很真诚的。
That is so false.
这是很虚假的。
If someone came to me,
如果有人到我面前，
Brother Paul, I'm doubting my salvation.
保罗弟兄，我怀疑我得救没有啊。
These are some of the things I would do.
我会做什么样的事呢？
First of all, I would address this with a great deal of prayer.
我会好好祷告。
Secondly,
第二，
I would tell them,
我会告诉他们，
that there are many true Christians that doubt their salvation.
有很多真信徒也怀疑自己的救恩。
Doubt is not evidence that you are lost.
你怀疑并不代表你就是失落的人。
Now we have to determine why are you doubting.
我们必须要决定为什么你会怀疑。
Is the Holy Spirit doing this?
是圣灵在提醒光照你？
Is the devil falsely condemning you?
或者是魔鬼在控告你、诬告你？
Or is your heart condemning you?
或者你自己的心在自我控告呢？
Maybe some wrong ideas about salvation.
或许你对救恩有些误解。
Or maybe you're judging yourself, comparing yourself to other Christians who are much more mature.
或者你把自己跟那些更成熟的基督徒在比较。
But then I would say, this is what we must do.
然后我会说，我们应该这么做。
We must examine your conversion experience.
我们要试验，要看一看你的得救的经历。
And then we must examine your life afterwards.
然后看看你得救之后你的生活如何，来查验一下。
So they share with me their conversion experience.
所以他们就跟我分享他们怎么得救的。
And let's say that they have no understanding of the gospel.
好，比如他们根本就不明白福音什么。
They have no understanding of repentance and faith.
也不明白什么是悔改，什么是信心。
That's going to be a red flag for me.
对我来说这是红灯在闪了。
So I'll begin to preach the gospel.
我就开始跟他们传福音了，讲解了。
But let's say that they truly seem to have a biblical conversion experience.
他们似乎好像有一个真正的合乎圣经的悔改的经历啊。
That does not mean they're converted.
那也不见得他们真正悔改信了。
Because the proof is not just something that happened in a day.
因为这个证据不是那一天所发生的事。
But the fruit from that moment.
而是从你信主之后所结出的果子才能证明。
Is there evidence of God's continued work in their lives?
有没有神继续在他们心中动工的证明果子？
So what should I do?
我该怎么做呢？
I should take them to the scriptures.
我应该把他们带到圣经里。
And show them what the Bible says about Christians.
让他们看到一个基督徒是什么样的。
And ask them if these are realities in their life.
然后问他们，哎，你生命中有没有这些果子？有没有实际的果效？
And is always the case.
如果是不是总是这样？
The Lord will show them.
神会让他们知道。
I won't have to convince them.
我没必要告诉他你得救没有。
The Lord Himself will show them.
主自己会显明。
Now, I want us to go to 1 John.
翻到约翰一书。
Chapter 5,
第五章
verse 13,
十三节。
Now, if you've read the Gospel of John,
如果你读过约翰福音啊，
you know that he tells us why he wrote his Gospel.
约翰告诉我们为什么他要写约翰福音。
So that people might believe in Christ.
你们读了就可以相信基督了。
And they might have eternal life in Him.
你就信了他就可以得到永生了。
Now in 1 John 5:13,
在约翰福音约翰一书的五章十三节呢，
He tells us why he wrote this epistle.
他告诉我们为什么他要写约翰一书这封书信。
These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life.
我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，好叫你们知道自己有永生。
Now he's saying, I wrote this letter.
他说我写这封书信。
And I'm sending it to you who believe in the name of the Son of God.
我把这封书信寄给你们这些已经信奉耶稣神儿子之名的人。
He's sending it to Christians.
是写给基督徒的啊。
Or at least those who profess faith in Christ.
至少那些自称是信耶稣的人。
Now why is he sending it to them?
为什么要写给他们这封信呢？
So that they may know that they have eternal life.
好叫你们知道自己有永生了。
So this letter.
好，这封书信。
Is actually a series of tests.
是一系列的试验试题啊。
He gives us several characteristics of a true Christian.
他给我们看到一个真基督徒的几个特征。
And then he allows us to compare our lives to those tests.
然后他要我们把我们的生命和这些试验这些考验来对照一下。
To the degree that our life conforms to what he has here.
照着我们的生活是否合乎这些条件。
The Spirit using the word will give us assurance of salvation.
圣灵借着神的道就会让我们知道是否我们有得救的确据了。
This is very powerful.
这是很有能力的。
Now, first of all,
好，首先
let me say this before we get started.
我们没有开始之前，我先说一些话。
He did not write this in order to make people doubt their salvation.
他写这些的目的不是叫我们怀疑自己的救恩啊。
He wrote it so that they would have a biblical foundation for their assurance.
他写这些的目的是叫信徒有一个圣经的基础，知道他们是属基督的，也得救了。
So that they would be confident that they had eternal life.
好叫他们知道，而且有把握，他们有永生。
Not just based on their conversion experience.
不仅是就是根据他们得救的经历啊。
But upon the Spirit of God.
乃是根据圣灵。
Taking the Word of God.
借着神的道。
And giving them peace.
给他们平安和确据。
Okay.
好。
One night I preached on this in a church.
有一天晚上我在一个教会讲这篇道。
And the pastor is a friend of mine.
那个牧师是我的朋友。
When I got up in the pulpit,
当我站在讲台上
I announced that I was going to preach on the genuine evidences of a Christian.
我宣布我要讲的题目是一个真正基督徒的证明是什么。
He came to me after the service.
讲完道，他跟我讲。
He said, "Paul, I have to tell you something."
保罗，我跟你讲几句话。
I have like 5 women in my church.
我们教会大概有五个妇女啊。
Who show all the fruits of conversion?
他们结出了得救的果子来了。
But they constantly doubt their salvation.
他们总是怀疑自己的救恩。
When you said you were going to preach on the evidences of true conversion,
当你说我要传讲。真正救恩的明证证据是什么的时候
He said, I was afraid.
他说我吓一跳
I thought it would drive those women into further condemnation.
我以为那五个女人 会更加害怕更加被定罪更加怀疑
He said, but I was wrong.
那是我错了
He said, look.
你看
They're all over there together.
他们这五个人都在那儿
Rejoicing.
在那开心得很
Saying, we know we're saved.
哎呀我们知道我们得救了
You see, the purpose of this is not to make true believers doubt their salvation.
你知道这个目的不是叫真信徒怀疑他们的救恩。
The purpose of this is to cause true believers to really be assured of their salvation.
这个目的是叫真信徒对自己的救恩更有把握。
But as a secondary purpose,
但是还有一个第二个附带的目的呢
it will also expose false faith.
也会把虚假的信仰暴露出来。
So let's start.
好，我们开始。
First John,
chapter
1,
第一章。
Verse 5,
第五节。
This is the message we have heard from him and announced to you that God is light and in him there is no darkness at all.
神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的信息。
If we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth.
我们若说与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不行在真理了。
But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another and the blood of Jesus his son cleanses us from all sin.
我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交，他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
In verse 5,
好，第五节啊。
John writes that God is light.
约翰说，神就是光。
Now what does that mean?
什么意思？神是光。
Well, most people think, you know, it means that God is holy and without sin.
很多人说这意思就是神是圣洁的，他是无罪的。
There's no shadow in him.
在他里头没有任何黑影。
Now all that is true.
没错，这些都是对的。
But I believe also here in John it means something else.
但是我相信在约翰一书里头这个意思是
that God has revealed himself.
神显明了自己，启示了自己。
He's not a hidden God.
他不是一个在躲在一个角落里头的隐藏的神。
He has told us who he is.
他已经告诉我们他是谁了。
And he has made known his will to us.
他把他的旨意向我们显明了。
See, there were some false teachers in this church.
在这个教会里头有一些假师傅。
And they were probably the beginnings of what later became known to be Gnosticism.
他们后来成了那个异端叫做知识论的知识主义异端的这些开始就是坐拥者。
Now this false group believed these things.
这个异端 这群人呢相信
that God was a hidden God,
神是一个隐藏的神
and that everything was a mystery,
一切都是奥秘
and the common man could not understand who God was,
普通老百姓不可能认识神是谁
he could not understand God's will,
他们不能明白神的旨意太神秘
了 only these super spiritual teachers could,
只有那些超属灵的圣经教师才能明白像我们
and John says that's a lie,
约翰说这是谎言
God is light,
神是光
he's not hidden,
他不是躲在一个角落
He has made himself known to you.
他已经启示了自己向你。
He's told you who he is.
他已经告诉你是谁，他是谁。
And he's also told you what his will is.
他也告诉你他的旨意是什么。
So now,
好，现在。
If we, in verse 6, if we say that we have fellowship with him.
第六节，我们若说我们与神相交。
If we say that we're children of God.
如果我们说我们是神的儿女。
If we say that we're Christians.
如果我们说我们是基督徒。
And yet we walk in the darkness.
却人在黑暗里行。
What does it mean to walk in the darkness?
什么意思？在黑暗里行啊？什么意思
？To walk in a way
就是行在
that contradicts
一个与神
what God told us about Himself and about His will
就是与神所说的话与神的旨意相违背的道中就是
It's to live in a way that contradicts what God has showed us
就是活生活方式与神所说的背道而驰。
Do you understand that?
明白吗
it's very, very clear.
这里很清楚啊。
Now, but if we walk in the light,
我们若在光明中行
as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin.
如同神在光明中就彼此相交他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
What does it mean to walk in the light?
行在光明中什么意思
To live In the light of God's revelation,
是在神启示的光中而行。
To walk according to what He's told us about Himself,
照着神所说的话而行。
And what He has told us about His will,
而且有关他的旨意，照着他的吩咐而行。
Now, the word walk,
哦，行什么意思？
It's in the present tense,
是在现在式。
This is important,
这很重要。
Because what he's talking about is a lifestyle.
他现在所讲的是一个生活方式。
Not just a moment in time.
不仅是一时的。
He's talking about our style of life.
而是讲到一个一贯的生活方式。
Now, let me give you an example.
我给你举个例子。
If you follow me around with a camera.
如果你用你的照相机跟着我跑。
It just takes snapshots.
你会
photographs.
会有那个短时间的照片。霎时的。
And you wait until you see me sin.
你看到我犯罪的那一刻。
And then you take a picture.
你抓住镜头，啪。
And then you show it to everybody.
然后你给每个人看。
You say, "Look, Brother Paul's lost."
你看，保罗失落了。
He's not a Christian.
他不是基督徒。
I have a picture of him.
我这里有照片。
He's not walking in the light.
他没有在光中行。
He's angry.
他在发脾气。
He's impatient.
他没耐心。
He's lost.
他失落了。
But see, that's not a very That's not an honest example of my life.
那不是一个我整个生命的整个写照。
It's just one moment in time.
这不过是那一刻功夫的一个镜头而已。好，现在。
If you followed me around with a video camera.
如果你拿一个摄像机跟着我跑。
From the moment I was first converted.
自从我得救的那一刻。
Until now.
一直跟着我到现在。
That would be more accurate.
那就更正确了，对不对？
You wouldn't be taking a picture of just one moment in my life.
你不会仅仅抓住我那个生命的那一刻的镜头而已。
But you would be showing my entire style of life.
你会看到我整个生活的方式，一贯的作风。
And if my style of life did not change at all,
如果我的生活方式不改变。
Then you could say,
那你可以说了
There's very little evidence that Paul's a Christian.
没有任何证据来证明保罗是基督徒
Because his life hasn't changed at all.
因为他整个生命没改变嘛
He doesn't walk in the light at all.
他根本没活在光中，行在光中嘛
But I believe if you followed me around with a camera,
那我相信你用一个照相机跟着我
What you would see is this.
你会看到的是
A person who sins.
那个犯罪的
A person who struggles,
一个犯罪的人，一个在挣扎的人。
But a person whose life changed dramatically the day he was converted.
但是他得救以后，他整个生命有一个很大方向的改变。
And a person who began to walk in the light.
你会看到一个开始在光明中行走的人。
At times failing,
有时候会失败，是。
At times struggling,
有时候有挣扎。
You know?But obviously there's a change in the style of life.
但是很明显的大方向已经转移了
Not perfection.
不见得十全十美
But a growing transformation.
但是不断的在成长不断在改变
Some days will look better than others.
有时候会比其他日子好一点
But you look at the whole course of my life.
那你看到整个大方向过程
You'll see a difference.
你就看到不同之处
So the first test is this.
所以第一个考验，第一个测试就是
The child of God.
一个神的孩子
Will walk in the light.
一定会行在光中
As a style of life.
是他的生活方式，一贯作风
Now let's look at the second test.
我们再看看第二个
测
题，第八节。
If we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us.
八到十节，我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。我们若说自己没有犯过罪，便是以神为说谎的，他的道也不在我们心里了。
One of the greatest characteristics of a Christian,
基督徒的其中一个最大的特征就是
is that they become more and more sensitive to the sin in their life.
他们会对自己生命中的罪越来越敏感。
The Christian sees his sin.
基督徒看到自己的罪。
He recognizes it.
他也认出自己的罪。
He repents of it.
他也悔改自己的罪。
And he confesses it.
他也承认自己的罪。
He says in verse 8.
第八节他说。
If we say we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves and his truth is not in us.
我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我心里了。
You talk to a lot of people about sin.
你跟很多人讲罪啊。
And they'll just laugh at you.
他们会笑话你。
But you take it seriously.
但是你对罪认真。
So the great evidence that you're a Christian.
所以你是基督徒的一个最大的明证。
It's not that you're without sin.
不是你是无罪的。
But that you recognize sin in your life.
那是你认识到你生命中有罪。
It breaks your heart.
那叫你心痛。
It leads you to repentance.
那使你悔改。
And confession.
而且承认你的罪。
Now, even the best Christian can sometimes be blind to the sin in his life.
但是就算最好的基督徒有时候也看不到自己生命中的罪。
But little by little, the Lord reveals it.
渐渐的神会光照。
And other people may come and tell us about a sin that we can't even see.
其他的基督徒也会来告诉我们自己看不见的罪，会揭发我们。
It may make us mad that they tell us that.
我们可能很生气，当他们告诉我们有罪的时候。
But if we are a true Christian,
但如果我们是真基督徒
we'll eventually humble ourselves.
我们最后会降卑下来
and recognize it's true.
承认这是真的。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你个例子。
Whenever I tell this, pastors usually just kind of smile.
我每次讲这个故事，牧师都会笑一笑。
Because they know that it's true.
因为他们知道是真的。
Let's say that someone's preaching in the church.
我们假设一个人在教会里讲道。
And God really begins to move.
神就开始动工了。
Some people are weeping.
有些人就开始哭了。
God's dealing with people's sins.
神正在对付人的罪，光照他们。
And some people come forward weeping.
有些人就来到台前就哭泣认罪。
They recognize their sin.
他们认识到自己的罪。
Isn't it amazing?
叫人惊讶不可思议。
The people who come forward,
往往来到台前的
broken over their sin,
那些忧伤痛悔的人呢
are usually the most godly people in the church.
通常都是教会里头最敬虔的。
And the most wicked people in the church,
教会里最坏的
sit back there in the pew,
坐在他们的座位上
totally unaffected,
麻木不仁
they see no sin in their life,
他们看不出自己有什么罪
and they don't know what all the problems about.
不知道干嘛哭啊。
Really?
莫名其妙，真的。
Isn't it true that some of the most godly people you know?
这不是吗？你所认识的最敬虔的一些人
are the most sensitive to the sin in their life.
他们对自己生命中的罪是最敏感的。
and are asking for forgiveness and confessing.
他们总是求神赦免，而且常常认罪。
But the ungodly people are not that way.
但是那些不敬虔的人并非如此。
They say, I've done nothing wrong.
他们说，我做错什么事啊？
Why are you talking this way?
你干嘛这样对待我？
So the second test is this.
所以第二个考验是
the true child of God,
一个真正的基督徒，神的儿女，
recognizes sin in his life.
会认识他生命中的罪。
He struggles against it.
他会挣扎。
He seeks to turn away from it.
他愿意向罪说 no, 悔改。
He confesses his sin.
他承认他的罪。
Now let's go on now to the third test.
我们继续看第三个测试。
Chapter 2, verse 3 and 4.
第二章的三到四节。
By this we know that we have come to know him if we keep his commandments. The one who says, I have come to know him and does not keep his commandments is a liar and his truth is not in him. But whoever keeps, verse 5, his word in him, the love of God has truly been perfected. By this we know that we are in him.
好，三到五节，我们若遵守他的诫命，就晓得是认识他。人若说，我认识他，却不遵守他的诫命，便是说谎话的。真理便不在他心里了。凡遵守主道的，神爱神的心也在他里面，实在是完全的。从此我们就知道，我们是在主里面。
Now, in verse 3, John's language is very clear.
第三节啊，约翰的话是很清楚的。
He says, by this we know that we've come to know him.
好，他说，借此我们就晓得我们是认识他的。
He says, this is how we know that we're Christians.
他说，这是我们知道，怎么知道我们是基督徒。
If we keep his commandments.
我们若遵守他的诫命就晓得了。
Now, maybe at this moment you're afraid.
也许此刻你有点害怕。
Thinking, but I don't keep his commandments all the time.
我不是万无一失遵守他的诫命哎。
I have sinned.
我曾经犯罪了。
But we've already talked about that, haven't we?
我们刚刚已经讲过了，对不对？
He's not talking about perfection.
他讲的不是十全十美。
He's talking about a new style of life.
他讲的是一个新的生活方式。
Before I was a Christian,
从前我没信主前，
I didn't care about God's commands.
我才不理他什么他的诫命。
I didn't want to know them.
我也不愿意知道他诫命。
And when I broke them, I didn't care.
当我触犯他的律法，我也不关心。
But when I became a Christian,
但是我犯罪之后，事情开始改变了。
I wanted to know God's commands.
我愿意知道他的诫命。
I wanted to obey them.
我愿意遵行他的诫命。
And when I broke them, I was broken too.
当我违背他的诫命，我也心痛啊。
And I confessed my sin and started again.
我就认我的罪，我就再开始重新悔改。
Look at it this way.
这么看啊。
If you have a new relationship with God,
如果你跟神有个新的关系，
you're going to have a new relationship with sin.
你跟罪也会有个新关系。
Your relationship's going to change with sin.
你跟罪的关系一定会改变。
And if you have a new relationship with God,
如果你跟神有个新关系，
you're going to have a new relationship with His commandments.
你也会对神的律法诫命有个新的关系。
They're going to be important to you.
神的诫命对你就会重要了。
Now, if someone's in the church,
如果有人在教会里，
they don't even care.
他们根本不关心神的诫命。
Then we go to them.
那我们就面对他。
And we say,Do you have a desire for God's commands?
我们就问他，你对神的诫命，难道你不饥渴慕义吗？
They say no.
我不关心。
Do you seek to fulfill God's commands?
你是否愿意寻求遵行他的诫命呢？
Do you repent when you break God's commands?
当你触犯了诫命，你愿意悔改吗？
They say no.
我才不管。
They say brother.
我说弟兄啊。
You need to examine yourself.
你要好好省察自己。
Are you truly Christian?
到底你是基督徒吗？
Now,
好
look what he says in verse 4.
再看第四节他说的话。
The one who says, I've come to know him and does not keep his commandments is a liar.
人若说我认识他却不遵守他诫命便是说谎话的。
He's a liar.
他是个骗子。
That's hard language.
这是很严肃的话。
He says, whoever keeps his word in him, the love of God has truly been perfected.
凡遵守主道的爱神的心也在他里面实在完全了。
Jesus said, if you love me,
耶稣说你若爱我，
you will keep my commandments.
你就会遵行我的诫命。
So we're not talking about perfection.
我们讲的不是十全十美啊。
We should never be a Pharisee.
我们不要做法利赛人。
We should not be judging people and trying to rip them apart.
我们不应该论断人，然后把他们撕的粉碎。
But these are true tests.
那这些都是真实的考验。
The one who knows God,
那认识神的人
the true child of God,
真正神的儿女
will have a new relationship of obedience to the commandments of God.
他一定会愿意遵行神的诫命。
Now let's look at verse 6.
再看第六节。
The one who says he abides in him ought himself to walk in the same manner as he walked.
人若说他住在主里面就该自己照主的所行的去行。
This is the next test.
这是下一个考验了。
The true child of God
一个真正神的儿女
will walk as Jesus walked.
会行照基督所行的去行。
Now you say, Brother Paul,
你说保罗弟兄啊
then we're all going to hell.
那我们都要下地狱了。
No one walks like Jesus walked.
没有人能够照耶稣所行的去行哎。
Let's look at it.
好，我们看看啊。
A style of life
是生活方式。
In which a person seeks to be more conformed to the image of their Savior.
一个愿意更效法耶稣基督形象的生活方式。
A style of life in which a person seeks to be doing the Lord's will.
愿意遵行神旨意的一个大方向的生活方式。
Imitating the Lord.
效法主耶稣。
He's the one you want to be like.
我们要效法基督。
You no longer want to be like the great movie star.
你不愿意再效法那些电影明星。
You no longer want to be like the rich, famous businessman.
你不愿意再效法那些有钱人的那个大企业家。
You want to be like Jesus.
你愿意像耶稣。
And you're seeking to follow him.
你在寻求要跟随耶稣。
And it's noticeable.
而且人家可以注意到。
People can see it.
别人可以看见。
You want to be like Jesus.
你愿意效法基督。
In spite of all your failure.
尽管你有很多失败软弱。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你一个例子。
When I was a little boy, I wanted to be like my dad.
当我小的时候，我愿意像我爸。
It's very big and strong.
我爸爸很高很壮。
And we had animals that we had to feed in the winter.
在冬天的时候，我们家里头有牲畜，我们必须要喂养。
So we would carry big buckets of feed.
所以我们会带着一桶一桶的饲料。
My dad would pick up a bucket in each hand.
我爸爸一手拿一桶饲料。
And walk across the field in the snow.
然后在大雪天里头，经过这个地去过去。
And he would take great big steps.
他会走很大的步。
But I was a little boy.
我那时候是小孩啊。
And I would pick up the two buckets.
我也会拿两个大桶。
And I would try to put my foot in my father's steps.
我会把我的脚放在我爸爸的大脚印里头。
I look like a drunken spider going through the snow.
我就像一个喝醉酒的蜘蛛在雪地里走一样。
I couldn't walk like he walked.
我不能像他这样走的那么直。
I would fall down.
我会跌跤。
I looked ridiculous sometimes.
有时候看起来简直荒唐，很好笑。
But if someone had been watching it,
但如果有人在旁边观察
there would have been no doubt in their mind.
他们心中不会怀疑。
That little boy
那个小男孩
wanted to be like his dad.
要像他爸一样。
It's the same way with us.
我们也是如此啊。
We want to be like Christ.
我们要像耶稣。
It's obvious.
很明显。
Now let's look at another test.
我们再看看另一个考验。
The true believer
真信徒
will love other Christians.
会爱别的信徒。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Beloved, I am not writing a new commandment to you, but an old commandment which you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard. On the other hand, I am writing a new commandment to you, which is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. The one who says he is in the light and yet hates his brother is in the darkness until now. The one who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我写给你们的不是一条新命令，乃是你们从起初所受的旧命令。这旧命令就是你们所听见的道。再者，我写给你们的是一条新命令，在主里是真的，在你们也是真的，因为黑暗渐渐过去，真光已经照耀。人若说自己在光明中，却恨他弟兄，他到如今还是在黑暗里。 Verse 10， 爱弟兄的就是住在光明中，在他没有绊倒的缘由。
Now he's talking about the commandment of love.
他讲的是爱的诫命。
But why does he say it's not a new commandment?
为什么他说这不是一条新的诫命呢？
but an old commandment.
那是一条旧的命令呢。
And then he says it is a new commandment.
他又说这是一条新命令。
What is he saying?
他在说什么啊？新啊，旧啊。
This is what he's saying.
这是他说的意思啊。
The commandment to love is an old commandment.
哦，爱人是一条旧的诫命，没错。
It's been from the very beginning.
从起初就这条诫命。
Even in the law, we see this commandment.
甚至在律法中，我们看这个诫命嘛。
But it is also a new commandment.
同时也是一条新的诫命。
Why?
为什么？
Because in Jesus, love takes on a more spectacular definition.
因为在基督里，爱的定义就是更加的奇妙了，美妙了。
It is so much more costly.
这个爱要付更大的代价。
The definition and illustration of love that Jesus gave us.
耶稣给我们的爱的比喻跟爱的定义
far surpasses that which was revealed in the Old Testament.
远远超过旧约圣经里头所启示的爱。
In the Old Testament, love meant, if you see your enemy's donkey running away, you should catch it and take it back to him.
在旧约圣经里头，爱的意思就是你看到你的邻居他的驴跑丢了，你应该把它带回来还给他。
In the New Testament,
这是在新约里。
No greater love has anyone than this, than he give his life for his friend.
人为他的朋友舍命，没有比这个更大的爱了。
In the Old Testament, you were required to give 10% tithe.
在旧约圣经里头，你需要十分之一献给神。
In the New Testament, Jesus may tell you to sell your house and give it to the poor.
在新约圣经里，神叫你把房子给卖了，然后给穷人。
It's just a far greater expression.
这是一个更大的爱的启示和表现。
Now he says this commandment was, in verse 8, this commandment was true in him and in you because the darkness is passing away and the true light already is shining.
这条诫命呢是真的，在你们也是真的，因为黑暗渐渐过去了，真光已经照耀了。
Now this is wonderful.
这太好了。
He's saying that the commandment to love was perfectly fulfilled in Jesus.
他说爱的诫命已经完全在基督的身上成全了。
And it is being fulfilled by the believer.
而且信徒也正在成全着爱的诫命。
But in a gradual way.
但是是渐渐的。
The believer doesn't love perfectly.
信徒没有完全的爱，没有。
He may even love poorly.
他甚至爱得很可怜啊。
But the darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining.
但是黑暗渐渐过去，真光已经在照耀了。
Little by little, God is teaching him to love.
渐渐的，神在教导他如何爱。
Now, verse 9.
第九节。
The one who says he is in the light and yet hates his brother is in the darkness until now. The one who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him.
九到十节，人若说自己在光明中，却恨他的弟兄，他到如今。还是在黑暗里，爱弟兄的，就是住在光明中，在他没有绊倒的缘由。
Now here the word brother does not mean the poor.
这里爱弟兄，这个弟兄指的不是穷人啊。
And does not refer to someone of another race.
也不是讲到其他一个民族啊。
Now we must love the poor and we must love people from other races.
当然我们要爱穷人，也要爱其他民族的人，没错。
But brother here refers to Christian.
那这里的弟兄指的是基督徒。
One of the greatest evidences that we are truly Christian is that we love other Christians.
我们最大的证，我们是基督徒最大的证据就是我们爱其他的基督徒。
Remember what we studied the other day about Matthew 25.
你记得我们那天查考的马太福音第二十五章。
I was hungry and you fed me.
我饿了，你给我吃。
I was in prison, you visited me.
我在监狱里，你来探望我。
I was naked, you clothed me.
我赤身露体，你给我穿。
Jesus is saying there.
耶稣在这儿说的是。
That the evidence that we are truly Christian.
我们是真基督徒的证据是什么呢？
Is that we love our brothers.
就是我们爱我们的弟兄。
And we help them when they are in need.
当弟兄有需要的时候，我们就帮助他们，舍己为人。
So a true Christian loves other Christians.
所以一个真基督徒也会爱其他的基督徒。
Now we're going to look at one other test.
我们再看另外一个考验。
And it is in John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17.
约翰第二章17到18节。
Do not love the world nor the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the boastful pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world. The world is passing away and also its lust, but the one who does the will of God abides forever.
15到17节，不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在里面了。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
The genuine believer can have terrible struggles with the world.
一个真信徒可能与这个世界会有很大的挣扎。
But he will gradually overcome the world.
但是他会渐渐地征服世界。
He will grow to disdain the world.
他会慢慢地越来越恨恶这世界上的事。
And to seek to live for the will of God.
他也会寻求为神的旨意而活。
A person who is totally given over to worldliness as a style of life.
一个人完全陷在世界里头，他的生活方式完全跟罪恶同流合污，跟世界同流合污的话，
they can have little assurance that they're a child of God.
他们就没把握他们是神的儿女了。
But if a person sees that gradually they are growing to look at the world like God looks at the world.
如果一个人看到他们慢慢的看世界从神的角度来看的话，
They are growing to hate sin.
他们就越来越恨恶罪恶。
They're growing to hate the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes.
越来越恨恶眼目的情欲，肉体的情欲在成长。
They are growing to hate the boastful pride of life.
他们也恨恶这今生的骄傲这些事情。
And they are giving themselves more and more to the will of God.
他们越来越把自己献身来遵行神的旨意。
They can have assurance that they have come to know Christ.
他们就可以有把握，他们已经认识基督了。
Verse 17.
十七节。
The world is passing away.
这世界其上的情欲的过去。
The good news there is also its lusts are passing away.
好消息是世界的情欲也都要过去。
The passage can also be translated, the world is being pushed out.
也可以这么翻啊，这个世界被慢慢的推出去。
But the one who does the will of God lives forever.
唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存的。
There are many more tests in this book.
这本书里头还有许多许多的试验啊。
I'm still praying about whether we'll go through them all tomorrow.
我们还在祷告，明天是不是要都查完了？
But this does give you an idea.
但是这给你了一些基本的概念。
That the New Testament can be used.
新约可以用来。
It should be used.
也应该用来。
To help people have greater assurance of salvation.
帮助人对自己的救恩有越来越大的把握。
But also to reveal to people maybe a false profession of faith.
而且向人显明，如果他有虚假的信仰、虚假的宣告，也可以向他表明出来。
To use these truths require wisdom.
我们用这些真理需要智慧。
And we must have compassion and mercy.
我们必须要有怜悯的心，也要有。
We must not be critical or judgmental.
爱心，我们不要论断别人，也不要挑别人毛病。
We must speak the truth in love.
我们要用爱心说诚实话。
All right, let's pray.
祷告。
Father, thank you for your word.
父，为你的道感谢你。
I pray that you would use it.
求你使用。
To change our lives.
来改变我们的生命。
And help us, Lord, to minister according to your word.
也帮助我们借着你的道来传讲。
That other lives might be changed.
好叫别人的生命也改变。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Please visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com. There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs, and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.